This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by concerned citizens for nuclear safety. Here is this week's top headline. NMED hybrid public meeting on Friday, September 22nd, about changes to WIP operating permit. Friday, September 22nd will be the last opportunity to make your public comments about the changes to the operating permit for the nuclear waste dump called the Waste Isolation Pilot Plant, or WIP. WIP is a deep geologic repository for plutonium-contaminated radioactive waste from the production of nuclear weapons located 26 miles east of Carlsbad, New Mexico. The New Mexico Environment Department is hosting a virtual public meeting from 5 to 7 p.m. to give a presentation and receive your comments about the changes that have been made to the permit after a week of negotiations between the Environment Department, the Department of Energy, DOE, the federal agency that owns WIP, and members of non-governmental organizations and an individual. CCNS was a party to the negotiations along with Southwest Research and Information Center, Citizens for Alternatives to Radioactive Dumping, Nuclear Watch New Mexico, Southwest Alliance for a Safe Environment, and Conservation Voters New Mexico. Although the non-governmental organizations and the individual did not get everything they desired, they obtained a good number of positive changes in the renewal permit. These include: DOE must annually document its progress to site another waste repository outside of New Mexico. Legacy waste at Los Alamos Laboratory is now prioritized for disposal. DOE must finally provide an inventory of all of its legacy waste. The inventory will be developed with significant public involvement within a year. That waste will be prioritized for disposal. Expansion of WIP is limited to two waste disposal panels numbered 11 and 12. Any proposed future expansion by DOE can only occur through a vigorous public process and an administrative permit renewal. The Environment Department reiterated its authority to revoke the current permit and stop shipments if Congress increases the disposal capacity or expands the types of waste allowed at WIP. The Environment Department explicitly restated its authority to stop waste shipments to WIP if there is evidence of a threat to human health or the environment or noncompliance with permit provisions. And finally, the public will be kept up to date through quarterly public forums. Please join your voice with hundreds of New Mexicans to insist that both New Mexico Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham and the Environment Department enforce the provisions in the renewal permit that keep New Mexico from becoming the nation's nuclear dumping ground. Sign the open letter to the Governor and Environment Department at stopforeverwip.org/home. The open letter will be presented at the September 22nd meeting. This has been the CCNS News Update. To learn more, please visit our website at nuclearactive.org. Also listen to all of our podcasts anytime, wherever you get your podcasts.